The southwest.
A wind that is coming from halfway between the south and the west, you call it?
Southwest wind.
Halfway between the north and the west.
Northwest wind.
Between the south and the east.
Southeast wind.
Between the north and the east.
Northeast wind.
Just northeast wind? Or northeast wind?
Northeasterly wind. It's a northeasterly wind or a wind out of the northeast.
If it's raining, but it's not raining very hard, and just a few or five drops coming down, you say it's?
Drizzling.
And if it's just beginning to rain, but it isn't raining and it's not fog, it's?
Misting.
And if it's just coming in and fine little cannon drops, instead of stopping, you say the rain is still?
Oh, you can say that it slackens, but I don't know what it's still doing.
You just have enough of rain, not enough to really wet it, and just enough to rain the dust. So you just have a little?
Shower.
And if you just have a little shower, it looks like it was just raining lightly.
It's just drizzling.
What do you call the heavy white mist that maybe hangs on a mountain when a cloud comes down on it?
Cloud. Fog.
And if there's a lot of that stuff out there that does, you'd say the weather is very
foggy.
If you don't have any rain for weeks and weeks, you'd say you're having a
drop.
And if it goes on that rain for long enough to hurt the crops, you'd say it's a
that would be dry spell, and that would be a drop.
If the wind is getting very gentle and it suddenly starts to get, or gradually gets stronger, you say it's doing what?
Gusting.
If it looks like it's going to, say it's been quiet and it just keeps getting stronger and stronger, what would you say?
Building up.
If it's just the opposite, the wind is being real strong and it's getting weaker and weaker, you'd say it's
clouding.
Last night it got cold enough to kill flowers, plants, so you'd say last night we had
frost.
If it was more severe than that, you'd say we had
freeze.
And someone might look at a lake or a little pond, and it got so cold, they might see the pond.
Froze.
Would you ever say frozen?
Maybe.
Would that mean ice on the frost?
Yes, but not necessarily through and through.
If you say it gets much colder tonight, the pond might
freeze.
Several times last year it
froze.
It had
frozen before.
Some of the waves of the rooms of the house that you were telling me that was the best part and the type of part you picked out. Could you name for me again the rooms of the house?
Living room, kitchen, den, three bedrooms, and a bath. Outside was